The right-wing shock doctrine, it was kind of pioneered with Allende, and basically actually quite a few South American sort of like coups around democratically elected governments. But it's also been kind of expanded and has been used in the West as well. So around Hurricane Katrina, for example, there was the, I believe it was privatization of the school system, whilst people were trying to recover from the shock of this huge kind of disaster. There's also the kind of, in Iraq, what we saw with, you know, the huge amount of chaos that the war there created, and then the sort of the privatization of things whilst people were waiting for that. And often it was also, you know, just kind of them being ready with their ideas. Even I can't remember the exact place it was. I think it might have been Ukraine. I'm not entirely sure. Where there was, basically a kind of a left wing movement and a sort of a socialist movement, but these sort of neoliberal economists, before it was really understood how poisonous this ideology was, they managed to sort of get in there, and it wasn't just through their work, but like the pressure of these sort of global financial institutions and the pressure of the amount of sort of debt that these countries were often under to kind of, you know, sort of pressure them into enacting neoliberal reforms, even when they were socialist kind of governments. I think this is much less likely to happen now, just because of, you know, it's a lot, you know, we've been through the sort of the 80s and 90s and people have seen what's happened. So I don't think that kind of thing is likely to happen with Corbyn, because they kind of have a much better understanding. But yeah, it's been enacted in lots of kind of different ways.